This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Andy Schell, the Profit Doctor, is here. Not only is he a Profit Doctor, but he is a PhD doctor and going for a second one. How many letters can you put behind one man's name? CFP, CPA, CFF, CMB, PhD, what else? Best of all,
that's enough, I think.
Contributor to the podcast, and we're grateful to have you here. What you got, friend?
Thank you, Dave. I'm happy to be here as well. And again, as Alan said, congratulations on your daughter's nuptial. I'm sure that was an amazing event. I had never thought about not watching Remember the Dress? What's the name of the show?
Yeah. Yes to the Dress, I think, is the program. I don't know.
Yes to the Dress. Oh, wow. Never watched it.
Show.
Good thing. Here's my update for today. First off, today's January the 6th, so you know what that means. We've got people running around like their hair's on fire. We've got W-2s, 1099s, 1098s. We got to get the books closed, got to get the balance sheet ready, got to get the call reports ready, we're already deep into the audit cycle. The audit will be released by the end of March. So we've already picked our auditor, everything's all set. We are just plowing through. So this is, I believe it'll January, be kind to accounting month. It's a good time to bring accounting.
That's hilarious. That's so funny. It's true, though.
It's true. Bring them donuts. And, you know, be nice to accounting in January, and then sometime in the future when you need a quick expense reimbursement paid, you know, they just might make that happen for you. So I just like to remind folks that accountants are people, too. They have feelings, despite the fact that they don't show them.
Yeah, but maybe we should start, you know, there's this website, Blue Lives Matter, you know, Black Lives Matter. Maybe we should Accountant Lives Matter, too. Maybe you could start a whole movement there.
Exactly.
So
right.
Funny.
Yeah. Let's be kind to everybody. So I have a couple other things to talk about today. One is the focus on cash flow. So we made it to January. We're excited about ending 2019. It's looking like it's a good year for everybody. But that doesn't mean we can relax. We've got to stay diligent in our cash flow focus. We've got to forecast cash flow. Always be thinking about what's next. And we have to be very, very cautious about April. April is a very dangerous month. April and May in particular, because we typically have lower production months, January, February. And so we're consuming cash because we might even be losing money. Hopefully not. Might even be losing money, but that means that when volume ramps up in April, May, every time we fund a loan, we need cash to fund it because we have to put some of our money into the transaction. Usually there's payroll, all commission expense, all this stuff starts happening. So we got to be really careful about the ramp up. Also, let's have a revenue plan for 2020. It's really good to have a revenue plan. And in this revenue plan, we need to include how to use social media. So that would be, how do we identify how social media enhances your brand to drive more volume? How can we make that work? And how can we identify social media to enhance consumer direct activity? That is a hot topic. And we want to enhance consumer direct activity because it enhances the consumer's payment and our margin. When you basically don't have the big commission expense, you have a substantially lower commission expense, you give some of the benefit to the customer, some of the benefit stays at the firm, and it works out great for everyone. So lastly, and I teed this up slightly with Dave before the show launched, and that is I always talk about the things that I think are interesting, and I would enjoy hearing from the listeners to talk about the things that you think are interesting. So this Ask the Doctor segment, I'm going to launch. Send me an email. You can send it directly to the podcast website to Dave or send it directly to me at andy@nbs-team.com. And we'll start teeing up some of these questions, some of the questions that you want to know the answer to. Dave actually mentioned about how to pick an auditor. Well, we will cover that, but probably a little bit later because you've already got your auditor picked. You're in the middle
already,
of your audit right now, right? But we could talk about big picture things, how to run a business, how to motivate employees, how to increase profit. We can talk about granular things like how to pick an auditor, how to pick an accounts payable system, what's an appropriate policy for employee expense reimbursement. I mean, the list is endless. And I would like to talk about the things that the listeners think are important.
Good.
So look forward to hearing from people about that. And that's it for today, Dave.
Good. Email Andy at A-N-D-Y at mbs-team.com. You can text me or get a hold of Paul on our podcast and our LinkedIn. There's so many ways you can reach us. So, Andy Schell, thank you so much. Happy New Year, my friend. Looking forward
to
an exciting year together and working in this crazy industry called the mortgage lending industry. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors. Again, we have Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, MBA, Lenders One, The Mortgage Collaborative, CMLA, as well as Velma, Knowledge Scoop, Vidyard, VendorSurf, our newest sponsor, and AI Assist. Thanks for listening, everybody. Look forward to having you back here next week.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.